طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 13th session. Arabic lessons in Tawheed. Al-Mustawa Thalith, Level 3, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Program. This week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will be doing the last lesson from this series. That is lesson number 6. And lesson number 6 begins on page 30. Lesson number 6 begins on page 30. Now, okay. Okay, so let's turn to page 30, lesson number 6. الدرس السادس. الدرس السادس. Everybody have the page? Page 30. So, chat. Huh? No, it's you got it, it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's turn to page 30. Ad-darsu as-sadisu, the sixth lesson. Al-imanu wa arkanuhu as-sittatu. Al-imanu wa arkanuhu as-sittatu. Meaning? Naam, iman and its six pillars. Okay, some people, they translate the pillars of Islam as the articles, the pillars of Iman as the articles of Iman. But actually in Arabic, it is al-arkan, yani, which means the pillars. Okay, so we say, the arkan of Iman, the pillars of Islam. Same way we say, arkan of Islam, the pillars of Islam. So these are the arkan of Iman, the pillars of faith. Yeah, arkan means the foundations. Yani the pillars. That's something, the pillars that hold something up. Watch this. Huh? Okay, you could say amud, naam, something like that, naam. Walaikum salam. Is he intoxicated? Huh? Sure? Yeah. يعني يبدو أنه يشرب الخمر. نعم أخي سكر. على كل حال يعني الظاهر نعم هذا يبدو لي أنه يشرب الخمر يعني أنا أعرفه كذلك ولكن هذا ليس حاله هكذا ليس حاله هكذا يعني anyway, انتبه طيب الدرس السادس الإيمان وأركانه الستة المدرس نريد اليوم أن نتحدث عن أمر عظيم من أمور ديننا مما يخص العقيدة الإسلامية إنه الإيمان وأركانه يعني we want today to talk about a great matter يعني أمر عظيم من أمور ديننا from the affairs of our deen مما يخص from that which يعني is specifically related to العقيدة الإسلامية إنه الإيمان indeed it is the topic that we want to talk about this أمر عظيم tremendous, great matter. It is al-imanu wa arkanuhu. Al-iman, what is iman and what are its pillars that it is built upon? Ahmed says, ma mana kalimati imanin. What is the meaning of the word iman? What is the meaning of the word iman? Okay, so when we look at the meaning of a word, yani related to the deen, then we're going to look at the linguistic meaning and the shar'i meaning, right? And they should be related. The teacher says, al-imanu lugatan at-tasdiqu wa didduhu at-takdhibu. Yuqalu mabniun lil-majhul, ha? Yuqalu آمن بالخبر قوم وكذب به يعني بالخبر قوم. This is the linguistic meaning. Al-Iman, linguistically it means التصديق. التصديق means what? To testify to the truthfulness of something, that something is true. To testify that it is true. وضده التكذيب. And the opposite of it is to testify to the falsehood of something, to say that it is a lie. From كذب يكذب, to call it a lie, to say that it is not true, as opposed to صدق يصدق, means to testify to the truthfulness of something. So for example, it is said in reference to this meaning, آمن بالخبر قوم. A people believed in this information, this خبر. Amana meaning what here? Saddaqa. Yani the meaning of iman here, he said it means tasdeeq. So the meaning of amana here is saddaqa bil khabri qawmun. A people testified that that information is true. Saddaqa. Amana means saddaqa. That's the linguistic meaning. And the opposite, takdeeb, is like kazzaba bihi qawmun. And another people declared it to be a lie, kazib. Okay, so here he's showing that linguistically, amana bil khabar, it means saddaqa. So, yani iman means tasdeeq, linguistically. Amma ma'ana al-iman shar'an, as far as the meaning of iman in the sharia, fahuwa i'tiqadun bil qalbi, wa qawlun bil lisani, wa amalun bil arkani. أي أركان الإسلام الخمسة. Okay, the meaning here, right, is that the meaning of iman in the Sharia, it is three things. اعتقاد بالقلب, having conviction in the heart, conviction in the heart. وقول باللسان, and speech that is upon the tongue. وعمل بالأركان, and actions acting upon the arkan. This, there's some discussion concerning this expression, but in any case, this is how they wrote it here. Amalun bil arkan, acting upon the arkan, the pillars, meaning arkan al-Islam al-Khamsa, the five pillars of Islam, meaning the shahadatain, salat, zakat, siyam, and hajj. This is one interpretation, this is one way this can be interpreted. Yani, amalun bil arkan. More often, the expression that's used in the definition of iman is اعتقاد بالقلب, قول باللسان, وعمل بالجوارح. عمل بالجوارح, it means acting, actions from the limbs of the body. Yani physical actions that you do. Meaning that iman is a conviction that you have in the heart, and it is also speech upon the tongue, and it's actions, physical actions that you do with the limbs of your body. But here, sometimes the scholars, they use the expression instead of jawari, arkan. So that means here, the arkan, it can mean the jawari, or it can mean, as they said here, the arkan of Islam al-Khamsa. Because the arkan of Islam al-Khamsa are the most important actions that you do with your body, right? The salat and zakat and siyam and hajj are the most important of actions that you do. It's not limited. It's not limited here. Al-amal bil-arkan is not limited to the five pillars of Islam. But here the meaning is that these are the most important of the actions that you do with the limbs of your body. Otherwise, it's more general than that. Yani, amalun bil-arkan more generally means Amalun bil jawari, all the actions that you do. From the pillars of Islam, all things that we have been commanded with, prohibited from, yani the things that, the good deeds of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that is part of the amal bil arkan or amal bil jawari. Okay, so there are two meanings here for this expression, amalun bil arkan. One meaning is what is specifically mentioned here, yani acting upon the arkan, arkanul Islam al-khamsa, the five pillars of Islam, which are the most important of actions that a human being does, that a Muslim does. The more general meaning is, amalun bil jawari, means all the actions that are legislated in Islam, whether they're obligatory or whether they're mustahab or whatever. All the good actions and avoiding the sinful actions. Okay, the full discussion of this point is going to require some time. I don't want to limit the time for the lesson today to this, but if we have time, we'll come back to a more fuller discussion of this point. What is important here is the definition, shar'i definition of iman includes three things. The conviction that's in the heart, the knowledge, the faith, the conviction, the actions of the heart. And secondly, the speech on the tongue. Shahadatain and other speech of truth, da'wah, enjoining the good, forbidden wrong, everything that a person says that's in accordance with iman. And this is part of iman, the speech of the tongue. And the third part are actions that a person does. Meaning that it's not sufficient for a person to claim that they have iman in their heart. But there has to be speech. They have to say it. And they have to say the speech of iman. Yani, which is telling the truth. Saying La ilaha illallah. Calling people to Islam. Enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. They have to have speech. And that's not enough. Just to claim that they have the conviction in their heart and then to say it. But they have to also have actions. So this is the technical shar'i definition of iman, including three things. وَإِلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمْ حَدِيثَ جِبْرِيلَ. Yani Jibril is written here with jim, with fatha, should be with kasra. Jibrila. Haditha Jibril. إِلَيْكُمْ means خُذُوا. الْيَوْمَ حَدِيثَ جِبْرِيلَ. Yani Jibril مَمْنُوع مِنَ الصَّرْف. Yani مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوعٌ وَلَمْ تُجَرِّهِ فَتْحَ. Good. إليكم اليوم حديث جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام. May the salat and salam be upon him. الذي فيه يعني الحديث الذي فيه أركان الإيمان. فما هي أركان الإيمان. So take now the hadith of Jibril عليه الصلاة والسلام. الذي فيه, which contains in it the أركان of إيمان, in addition to the أركان of Islam. And it also contains in it what? Al-Ihsan. The hadith of Jibril. But what we are concerned with here today is the arkan of iman. فَمَا هِيَ أَرْكَانُ الْإِيمَانِ لِيُنْفِطْ لِيُنْصِطْ كُلٌّ مِنْكُمْ. يعني أنصط ينصط means to listen, to give ear to something. Listen to it, pay attention. لِيُنْصِطْ كُلٌّ مِنْكُمْ Lima, listen, every one of you must listen to what ja'a fi hadithi Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam, to that which came in the hadith of Jibril, may the salat and salam be upon him. Sa'ala Jibrilu an-nabiyya Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awwalan 'an al-islami qailan akhbirni 'an al-islami. Yani Jibril asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam first about Islam before he asked about iman. He asked him first about Islam, saying, yani his question was, akhbirni an al-islam, inform me about Islam. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. فقال صدقت. يعني when Jibril asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about Islam, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Al-Islam is to bear witness that there is nothing which deserves the worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and to establish the salat, and to give the zakat, the charity, and to fast Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, and to perform pilgrimage to the house, yani the Kaaba, in istata'ata ilayhi sabila. Yani this last expression is related to Hajj. Yani to perform pilgrimage to the house, in istata'ata, if you are able, ilayhi sabila, to find a way to it. In istata'ata ilayhi sabila, if you are able to make a way to it. Yani sabila. Yani you are able, meaning you have the means to get there, the yani the provisions, safe route going there, and you are not in harm, and so on. Yani the questioner responds saying, Sadaqta. Yani Jibril says to the Prophet ﷺ, you have told the truth. Qala, yani there's some, yani the whole hadith as I mentioned here, these three dots mean that there's something, yani mahdoof here. Qala fa akhbirni an al-imani. Then he said, inform me about al-iman. Qala, yani sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. قال صدقت. And here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was asked about iman, he said iman includes believing. It is that you believe in Allah and believe in His angels and believe in His books, His revelations, and believe in His, yani waw al-atif is including what? And tu'mina. And tu'mina billahi, wa tu'mina bil malaikatihi, wa tu'mina bi kutubihi, and so on. Rusulihi, wal yawm al-akhiri, and the last day, yani yawm qiyamah. Wa tu'mina, wa an tu'mina, yani here an is understood, it's still, yani from waw al-atif. And wa tu'mina bil qadari khayrihi wa sharrihi. And to believe in the divine decree, khayrihi wa sharrihi, yani it's good and it's evil, that which you enjoy and that which you dislike, what is pleasant and unpleasant, and so on. Yani khayrihi wa sharrihi, whatever Allah has decreed, yani to believe in it, that it is decree of Allah, and yani to at least minimum be patient with it, and better than that is to be pleased with it, and higher than that is to be thankful for it. B has a kasra. Ash-shukr, to be thankful. Yeah, you're right. In the last line, qala an tu'mina billahi, the ba has a fatta. Fatta followed by alif. It should be kasra, of course. Billahi. An tutim as-salat. Wa tuqim as-salat. What did you say? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. It's a lot of noise outside. Fatha? Oh yeah, should be. Now, an tuqima. Which word? What line?
Uh-huh.
وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ
اللَّهِ.
نعم, because it's continuation from أن, يعني الإسلام is أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وأن تقيم الصلاة. Show me the word.
I just put this here.
No, Rasulullah is the...
Oh, you're talking about on the up there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see it. Okay. Okay, all right. Don't worry about it. It's okay, inshallah. Okay, so what he's saying, listen, brothers. Look, what he's saying is that this line, La ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah wa tuqim, the word tuqim above the line has a kasra. That kasra is from the words above it, Rasulullahi. It's from the words above it. Okay? Wa tuqim as-salat. Okay. So, in the end here, at the end of this line here, it says, and tu'min, Yani, don't worry about it. It's just the kesr from the line above. That's all. To believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day, and to believe in the divine decree, it's good and it's evil. Huh? Yeah.
Istata'ata.
Like,
Istata'ata, if you have the ability.
Ability, na'am. If you are able. No, no. No, this line is specifically in reference to Hajj. Came in reference to Hajj. Yani, of course, everything is if you are able to do. But specifically in reference to Hajj. Because generally speaking, everybody is able to fast and pray and stuff like that. Unless a person is very sick, some severe sickness or something, everybody's able to fast and pray. But Hajj, everybody's not able to make Hajj. Not everybody can go to another country and perform pilgrimage. So, in istata'a ilayhi sabila, it requires sustenance, money, it requires safety, because in the old days, especially, traveling to another country, maybe some people from some countries, they can't travel out their country. They won't make it. They'll be killed and robbed on the way. So, this came specifically in reference to Hajj, although, of course, yani, every duty that is imposed upon the Muslim is conditional that they are able to do it. It's conditional. Every duty is conditional. But this came specifically in reference to Hajj, wallahu a'lam. Okay, after this, on page 31, قَالَ صَدَقْتَ. Yani, again, the angel Jibril said to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have spoken the truth. And then after some discussion, he said, قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. So he said, then inform me about al-ihsan. قَالَ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And he said al-ihsan is that you worship Allah كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as though you see Him. Yani, as though He is in front of you and you are seeing Allah Himself in front of you. As though, yani, your level of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings you to the state or the stage where it is as though, yani, your relation, your consciousness of Allah is such that it is as though you are seeing Allah. That's the high level of consciousness that a person, yani, needs to reach to worship Allah as though you're seeing Him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ. But then if you, لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ, if you do not see Him, yani, meaning you are not able to reach that level to worship Him as though you're seeing Him, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, then indeed He sees you. What is the point here? The point here is that there are two levels. Yani, ihsan requires that a person worship Allah as though they are seeing Him. That kind of high level of consciousness. If you're not able to reach that level, the next level is at least have the consciousness that Allah is seeing you. That's two different levels. Yani, one, it's as though you see Allah. The other, okay, I can't reach that one, but I know Allah is seeing me. That's a level of ihsan also. That's less than the first level. Okay, this is discussed in detail, yani, by some of the scholars and explanations of this hadith. And Shaykh al-Faymin has a good explanation of it in more than one place. And the other scholars who explained it. Probably one of the best explanations of this hadith is the explanation of Hadith Jibril by Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr. Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. It's a whole book written on the explanation of this hadith alone. And it's available, yani, in Arabic, and it's available in English. Okay, this is the end of the hadith. Yani, at the end of the quotation it says al-hadith. Meaning, yani, this is part of the hadith. There's some omissions. Yani, the core of what we are interested in here is the definition of Islam, definition of Iman, definition of Ihsan. And for this particular lesson, more specifically, we're concerned about the definition of Iman. Then he says, Al-Hadith rawahu al-imamu muslimun. Waqad akhraja al-imamu al-bukhariyu nahwahu. Yani, رَوَاهُ الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمُ. This hadith is reported by Imam Muslim, and it has also been brought forth, yani, narrated, collected by Imam al-Bukhari with that which is similar to it, yani, similar to the wording of Imam Muslim. Similar wording, not exactly the same. Then the teacher says, after narrating the hadith, أَعِدَّ يَا خَالِدُ ذكر الأركان الستة للإيمان. يعني repeat, O Khalid, the mention of the six pillars of Iman. الأركان الستة للإيمان. Khalid says, الإيمان, and he's quoting from the hadith to mention the six pillars of Iman. الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. يعني إيمان is that you believe in Allah and His angels and His revelations, His books and His messengers and the last day, the day of judgment and the divine decree. It's good and it's evil. يعني whatever Allah has decreed, whether it is that which you like or that which you do not like. And this is in reference to the occurrence of it upon the human being, that it may be something that they like, they see it as being khair, or they don't like, they see it as being shar. As far as from the perspective of Allah, it is all khair. It is all khair. There's no shar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, it may fall upon the person as something that they don't like, but the end result, the yani intent, the hadaf of it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khair. Naam. طيب. The mudarris says, لقد تعلمتم الركن الأول أعني الإيمان بالله عندما أخذنا الدرس الأول والذي كان عنوانه الله ربنا. يعني indeed you all have learned the first pillar, I mean al-iman in Allah, having faith in Allah. You have learned this one عندما أخذنا الدرس الأول, when we took the first lesson, the one which كان عنوانه, its title was الله ربنا, Allah is our Rabb. وقلنا, and we said at that time in that lesson, علينا أن نعتقد ونؤمن بأن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو رب العالمين وهو خالق كل شيء وله الأمر كله وهو الذي يرزقنا ويحفظنا بالليل والنهار وتجب علينا طاعته وعبادته وحده لا شريك له ومن كفر أو أشرك بالله تعالى فإن مصيره إلى النار. يعني we said at that time علينا نعتقد ونؤمن. It is incumbent upon us to نعتقد, to have عقيدة, يعني to hold firmly in our heart the creed and to believe, have iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, يعني subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is free from imperfections and He is the Most High, sublime, هو رب العالمين, He is the Lord of all the worlds, وهو خالق كل شيء, and He is the creator of everything, whether good or evil, يعني whatever it might be, وله الأمر كله. And I say that because there are people who believe that there is a God, a creator of good and a creator of evil, but Allah is the only creator. There is nothing that exists except Allah is the creator of it. يعني شيطان is evil and Allah is the creator of شيطان, and our deeds, some of them are evil and Allah is the creator of our deeds. So there is only one creator, هو خالق كل شيء وله الأمر كل الأمر كله, and He has the affair, يعني control over the whole of the affair of everything and everyone in existence. وهو الذي يرزقنا, and He is the one who provides for us. ويحفظنا, and protects and preserves us by night and by day. وتجب علينا طاعته, and His obedience to Him is obligatory upon us. And عبادته, worshipping Him, is obligatory upon us. Alone, وحده لا شريك له, worshipping Him alone without there being any partner for Him or with Him. ومن كفر أو أشرك بالله تعالى, and whoever disbelieved or associated something as an equal or a partner with Allah the Most High, فَإِنَّ مَسِيرَهُ, then indeed his ending, مَسِيرَهُ, is to the hellfire. Yani the end of his affair, the sealing, the conclusion of his affair is that he will end up in the hellfire. His destination, مَسِيرَهُ, his destination, the end of his affair, the conclusion of it. Naam.
Can it be with sin?
Huh?
Can it be with
sin? Can it be what? With sin. Maybe. Allahu alam. Somebody take your time and look it up. It seems like it. Samsara yasaru, yasiru, sara yasiru. Yani to travel to some place. Nasir, Allahu
A'lam. But that's what
is
the scene.
Huh? He's asking about that.
Oh.
No, he's asking about it with scene. Anyway.
Oh,
okay. Because the reason why I was listening to a lecture by Shaykh al-Utaymi was in that Sirat al-Ladin al-Anam Talihim, it is correct to see Sirat al-Ladin al-Anam
Talihim. Now, that's in reference to Qiraat. Now. Like some words can be, yani, some words can be pronounced seen or sad. That's possible. Tayyip Ahmed says that's in reference to the first pillar of Iman. The first pillar of Iman, Al-Iman Billahi. Ahmed says, مَنِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. So who are the angels? Second pillar of Iman.
I have a question. When you say that everything Allah is good, even though it looks sometimes bad for the person.
Yeah, it's good from the perspective of Allah.
Yeah,
that Allah doesn't do anything but good. No, it's good, period, absolutely. Yani, it's khair mahba. It's good, it's good. Yani, whatever Allah does is good. How it ends up in the people is yani, is a different matter. Okay? So that even the believer, Allah may decree sickness for the believer. If the believer is not patient with it, then it won't be good for them. Not just the disbeliever. But ultimately, yani, the essence of it from Allah is good. For the believer, for the disbeliever, then it's up to them that they will, yani, work with it or not. Believer or disbeliever. Yani, maybe a disbeliever will accept Allah's decree. Maybe they will enter into Islam. Yani, maybe Allah will decree a calamity before them, which will may humble them, and maybe will make them turn to Allah, so it became good for them. It depends on what they do, what will be, how it will affect them. But, yani, from Allah, it is khair. Only khair. Anyway, we'll come back to this topic, inshallah, with more detail. But this is not the place for it, because this is just an introduction to the topic, right? Taib, because we're talking about six pillars of faith. So every one of them can be, yani, a whole book, right? Some scholars have written a book on each pillar of Iman. A whole book on each pillar. So this is like, yani, one paragraph on each pillar, right? So it's not the place to explain all of these things. But I will refer you to yani Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah has a brief explanation, Shar' Usul al-Iman, Shar' Usul al-Iman, and it's also translated in English, three or four different translations, but in Arabic you can find it, Shar' Usul al-Iman, and in that book he explains each of the pillars of Iman, and in detail he explains the Qadr al-Qadha, he explains it in detail, and that's a good explanation. And then there's also, if somebody reminds me, send me an email, I'll send you his explanation of Qadr al-Qadha. Yani also a brief essay by Shaykh al-Uthaymeen only on the topic of al-Qadr. And he explains it in a lot of detail. And there he talks about some of these things, some of these issues in some detail. And it's not a long book, it's maybe 30 or 40, 50 pages, but it's all dealing with the Qadr. Naam. Tayyib, Ahmed says, Man al-Malaikatu? Man al-Malaikatu? Excuse me, brother. You left your coat. Maybe.
No money here.
Man al-Malaikatu. Man al-Malaikatu. Who are the angels? Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who are the angels? The teacher says, Al-Malaikatu khalqun min khalqillahi. أمرهم بعبادته وحده لا شريك له فأطاعوه ومفردهم ملك وعددهم عظيم لا يعلمه إلا الله وأهم صفاتهم أنهم لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون ومنهم جبريل ملك الوحي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Okay, the teacher says الملائكة خلق من خلق الله. They are a creation from the creatures of Allah, from that which Allah has created. One of Allah's creations, angels. Allah has commanded them to worship Him alone without making any partners with Him or associates with Him or shares with Him in that worship. فَأَطَاعُوهُ. Therefore, as a result of that command, they worshipped Allah alone, unlike the human beings. وَمُفْرَدُهُمْ مَلَكٌ. It's singular. Malaika, the singular of it is مَلَكٌ. وَعَدَدُهُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And their number is great. يعني لا يَعْلَمُهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Nobody knows how many are the angels except Allah. وَهَمُّ صِفَاتِهِمْ. And the most important of their characteristics is that they do not disobey Allah in that which مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. In that which He has commanded them. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They do not disobey Allah in anything that He has commanded them. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. And further, they do everything, all of what He commands them with. يعني they don't disobey Allah. يعني look at the two angles that Allah came with. يعني in this expression here. They don't disobey Allah in anything of what He commanded them with. And then he goes on to say what? And they do everything, yani whatever he has commanded them with. So this is the same thing, but being looked at from two angles. Being looked at from two angles. From the angle of disobedience, from the angle of the obedience. From the angle of disobedience, they don't disobey him in anything. From the angle of obedience, they do everything that he has commanded them with. وَمِنْهُمْ جِبْرِيلُ مَلَكُ الْوَحِي. And from amongst the angels is Gabriel, the angel of revelation, عليه الصلاة والسلام. May the salat and salam of Allah be upon him. Naam, this is in reference to the angels, right? One paragraph. Allahu musta'an. No, this is a dispute amongst the scholars. I don't want to deal with this. It's too, far, it's beyond me. I don't have an answer for this. Yeah. Yani, who is, the angels are greater, humans are greater, Allahu A'lam. No. Yani, what's important is that the angels, they do whatever they commanded, and we don't. We are greater than them, Allahu A'lam. Let's, try to make ourselves great by obeying Allah's commands. I understand the argument. I'm not going to discuss it now. Okay, it's going to take too long to talk about this subject. The scholars dispute about it. It's not agreed upon. Okay, so it's a long discussion. We don't have time in this topic, in this subject, to talk about that. It's a disputed issue. Now, Malak al-Wahi means the angel of revelation. The angel of revelation. Paib Salihun says, وماذا يعني الإيمان بالكتب؟ نعم. It's not the same. It's the same point, but from two different angles. No, it's not the same. Yani Allah, He doesn't just say the same thing over and over again, but He says it from a different angle in order to bring some benefit. So the benefit is that we're looking at it from the angle of disobedience. From the angle of this, they don't disobey. Then we're looking at it from the angle of obedience. From the angle of obedience, they obey all that they are commanded with. So from both angles, we have fallen short. We did not obey every command, and we did not avoid every prohibition. So this is really the point, that there's two ways of looking at this. Okay, these are two different angles that we're looking at it from, and it's beneficial to look at it from both angles. Sali says, وَمَاذَا يَعْنِي الْإِيمَانُ بِالْكُتُبِ. يَعْنِي الْإِيمَانُ بِالْكُتُبِ. Iman, it means what? الإيمان بالكتب. What does it mean? يعني ماذا يعني الإيمان بالكتب؟ الإيمان بالكتب it means what? المدرس الكتب جمع كتاب. نعم. والمراد بالإيمان بالكتب أن علينا أن نصدق بالكتب التي هي كلام الله الذي أنزله على رسله وأن كل ما فيها حق وصدق من عند الله تعالى لا من قول البشر. يعني كتب هي الإيمان بالكتب it means يعني كتب is the plural of كتاب. And what is intended, what is meant by it, is having faith. المراد بالإيمان بالكتب, it means, يعني what is intended by having faith, يعني إيمان in the books, it means that it is obligatory upon us to bear witness to the truthfulness, and نصدق بالكتب, to believe in the truth of the books, التي هي كلام الله. Which books? The books which are the speech of Allah. Not any books. Here we mean what? The books that have been revealed from the speech of Allah. Here, kalamullah. الَّذِي أَنزَلَهُ which he has sent down, revealed, عَلَى رُسُلِهِ upon his messengers. So what is meant by believing in the books? I mean, it's obligatory to believe that everything in the books which are the speech of Allah, which he has revealed upon his messengers, that it is all true. الإيمان بالكتب means to believe that it is all true. What Allah has revealed to His messengers. وَأَنَّ كُلَّ مَا فِيهَا حَقٌ وَصِدْقٌ يعني and everything that's in those kutub, those revealed books, is حَقٌ and is صِدْقٌ. حَقٌ and صِدْقٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لَا مِنْ قَوْلَ الْبَشَرِ not from the speech of human beings. يعني حق means that it is true and صدق means that it is truthful. يعني حق it is true, it is real, reality and صدق means it's in agreement with reality, truthful. So it is حق and it is صدق. نعم. وَأَنَّ كُلَّ مَا فِيهَا حَقٌ عَلَى رُسُلِهِ نعم وَأَنَّ كُلَّ مَا فِيهَا حَقٌ يعني فِيهَا أَنْ لَهُ. What is your question? Where is it? Fiha? Yeah. Okay. Fiha. Fine. Okay. Okay. Look. Let's go back. Okay. Let's go back. Let's go back. كلام الله الذي أنزله كلام الله الذي أنزله على رسله وأن كل ما فيها يعني في الكتب حق وصدق. It's a good question, no problem. It's a good question. يعني sometimes the pronoun, what is referring back to, it might not be clear. So it's good to bring clarification. Okay, so yeah, you are right. It is يعني as he said أنزله يعني كلام الله الذي أنزله يعني أنزله is referring back to كلام الله. وَأَنَّ يعني going back now to the books, believing in the books. وَأَنَّ كُلَّ مَا فِيهَا يعني الكتب حَقٌ وَصِدْقٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا مِنْ قَوْلِ الْبَشَرِ not from the speech of human beings. Okay, we're on page 32, top of the page. وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْكُتُبِ الزُّبُورُ وَقَدْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ دَاوُدَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَصُحُفُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ ثُمَّ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ وَالْقُرْآنُ. يعني from these books that Allah revealed upon His prophets that we are required to believe in is the Zabur, in English called the Psalms. وَقَدْ آتَاهُ, يعني آتَاهُ, Allah gave it to His messenger Dawood. آتَاهُ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ دَاوُودَ. Allah gave it, the Zabur, to His messenger Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And from those books, وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْكُتُبِ صُحُفُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, the Suhuf of Ibrahim. Yani, what do we call this Suhuf? Scriptures of Ibrahim? Okay, whatever. Yani, something like that. Suhuf Ibrahim, I don't know what's the best word to use for it, but we can use some word like that. Yani, Suhuf is from Sahifa, means a collection of some pages, some pages written, yani more than one pages. Sahifa. A Sahifa is a collection, like the Sahifa of Abu Huraira, yani Ibn Munabbi, yani meaning a collection of pages that he had from Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here, Suhuf Ibrahim mean those yani sheets of pages or whatever that were revealed to Ibrahim from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma Tawratu wal Injil, and the Torah in English is the Torah and the Injil is the Gospel. So from amongst those books is the Zabur and the Suhuf Ibrahim and the Torah, which was revealed, which was given to Musa, and the Injil, which was given to Isa, and the Quran, which was given to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-jamiyya. Tariq says, "Wa hal alayna an na'amala na'am?" No, it's not the same. There's difference between Suhuf of Musa and Torah. It's difference. Yeah, it's difference. Allahu alam. It seems like it's different now. Yani the Torah is from what was revealed to him, but that's not all of what was revealed to him. Anyway, let's go back and look and try to confirm yani how the scholars have explained in that ayat, inshallah. Okay? If somebody has the ability to yani check it while we are doing this, yani it's fine. Otherwise, we'll do it after the class, inshallah. We have a few minutes before we pray. If you don't forget, inshallah. The young people should not forget. Okay. Suhuf Ibrahim, wa Tawrah, wal Injil, wal Quran. Tariq says, wa hal alayna an na'amala al-yawma bi kulli hadhihi al-kutubi mujtami'atan. Yani, is it incumbent upon us to act today, to act upon all of these books, yani mujtami'atan, yani collectively, together? Meaning, do we have to act upon all of them, or can we separate one of them and act upon it only? Yani, acting upon them. Okay, there's a difference between acting upon them, the books today, and believing that what was revealed of all of those books is from Allah. Okay? Because we know that the books today are not the books that were revealed. And we also know that the Quran abrogates the previous scriptures. So acting upon the Quran is what is required, not acting upon, even if something is preserved from the earlier scriptures, it may be abrogated by the Quran. So acting, action, is upon the Quran, not upon the previous scriptures. Yani if anything in them is in agreement with the Quran, fine. If not, yani, or we don't know, then we act upon the Quran. هَلْ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَعْمَلَ الْيَوْمَ بِكُلِّ هَذِهِ الْكُتُبِ مُجْتَمِعَةً, all together, yani inseparable, keeping the acting upon all of what's in all of them. المدرس لا. لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَعْمَلَ بِجَمِيعِ الْكُتُبِ فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ لَكِنْ عَلَيْنَا التَّصْدِيقُ بِمَا جَاءَ فِيهَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا لَمْ يَدْخُلْهُ التغيير. Let's stop here. The teacher says, are we required to act upon all of these books altogether, everything that's in there? He said, "La, no. لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا, it is not upon us to act upon جَمِيعَ الْكُتُبِ, all of the books and everything that's in them, فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ, today. Because those books have been lost, corrupted, added, taken from, abrogated. Even what may have been true in them, some of it is abrogated. So it's not incumbent upon us to act upon all of those books. لكن علينا التصديق. But what is upon us, incumbent, is to testify to the truthfulness of what came in them from the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Yani what came in those books originally, we believe in the truthfulness of it, even if it's abrogated. Now, ما لم يدخله التغيير. Yani whatever came in those books, as long as whatever of it, no change came to it. If no change came to it, yani something that's in those books that's present today, yani that survived, and there's no change in it, but it's as it was revealed, then we believe in the truthfulness of it. That's different than acting upon it. تغيير means that change came. From غير يغير تغيير. As long as there was no change in it, whatever was actually revealed from Allah to any of the prophets, if it's preserved today, we believe in it. We believe that is true. It's from Allah. But as far as acting upon it, that's another matter altogether. Huh? Because there's two things here. One, that they changed something. And the other, they didn't change it. It's still there as it was revealed, but it's abrogated. So that's why the acting is upon the Qur'an. Believing is only in that which has not been changed. وَلَكِنْ لَمَّا حَصَلَ التَّغْيِيرُ فِي الْقُتُبِ كَمَا فَعْلَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَجَبَ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَعْمَلَ بِالْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى عَبْدِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ الْكِتَابُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْعَمَلُ إِلَى أَن تَقُومَ السَّاعَةُ إِلَى أَن تَقُومَ السَّاعَةُ يعني it's not incumbent upon us to act upon everything that's in those books today, but it is incumbent upon us to believe in whatever came in those books from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as no change came upon it. But, لكن لما حصل التغيير, when change came, yani corruption came to those books, as what happened, as the Jews did, they corrupted their books, and the Christians, they corrupted their books, yani specifically, the Jews corrupted the Torah and the Christians corrupted the Injil. When that happened, it became obligatory upon us. وَجَبَ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَعْمَلَ بِالْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ It became obligatory upon us to act only upon the noble Qur'an الَّذِي أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى عَبْدِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ To act only upon the Qur'an which Allah revealed it. Allah the Most High revealed it upon His worshipper. And his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and huwa, wa huwa al-kitab alladhi alayhi al-amal ila an takum as-sa'ah, and it is the book, yani the only book, which it is alayhi al-amal, yani it is obligatory to act upon it, until the establishment of the hour of judgment. Thumma inna al-Qur'an al-Karima, kitabun khatama Allahu bihi jami'a, الرسالات التي أنزلها من السماء. Then, in addition to that, we're saying that indeed the Noble Quran is a book. ختم الله به. Through it, Allah sealed جميع الرسالات, all of the messages التي أنزلها من السماء, which He has sent down from the heaven. وهو الكتاب الذي فيه خبر من كان قبلنا وخبرنا وخبر ما يأتي بعدنا It is the book which in it is the news, the information of those who were before us, yani the previous nations. And in it is our news about ourselves, the people of today. وخبر ما يَأْتِ بَعْدَنَا And the information about everything, not the people specifically, but everything that will come after us. Not just the nations, but everything that will come, yani, even the information about, yani, the judgment and the Jannah and the Na'ah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ التَّغْيِيرِ And it, this Qur'an, is the one which Allah has protected and preserved from any change. قال الله تعالى And Allah the Most High says, yani in Surah, in the Al-Ayah, the Tasiyah in Surah Al-Hijr, yani the ninth ayah from Surah Al-Hijr is 15? 15. What is 16? 14 is Ibrahim, right? And Nahl? 16 and 17? Isra? And 18? That's known, right? 19? Maryam. 20? Taha. 21? Al-Anbiya. 22? Al-Hajj. 23? Al-Mu'min? Al-Mu'minun. Oh, okay. That's why I said Al-Mu'min. I didn't hear you. And you shook your head. You agreed to Mu'min. 24? 25? Mashallah. Okay, you have stumped me. You have stumped me. Khalas. I was trying to wait until I get you, but no problem. Okay, so this ayat came in Surah Hijr, 15th Surah, 9th ayat, saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. إِنَّا, يعني indeed we, نَحْنُ, we, نَزَّلْنَا, we, have revealed الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ الْحَافِظُونَ, and indeed we will protect and preserve it. We are the protectors and preservers of it. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, yani we have sent down, revealed this dhikr, yani dhikr, the reminder that reminds us of so many things, that is Al-Qur'an, wa inna lahu al-hafidhun, and Allah is promising here that He will protect and preserve the Qur'an from any change, alteration, addition or subtraction. Talib says, a student says, yara ba'du an-nas. Okay, like we finish with the kutub here. We finish with yani al-iman bil kutub. Now new topic came, another pillar of Islam, of iman, that is al-iman bil rusul. A talib says, yara ba'du an-nasi anna 'alayna al-iman bil rasuli Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqad wa yatruqu baqi al-mursalin. فَهَلْ إِمَانُهُ صَحِيحٌ. Yani some of the people, they hold the view, yara, they see, meaning they opinion, they view, it is their position, that it is incumbent upon us to have iman in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam only. وَيَتْرُكُ بَاقِي الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and to leave off believing in the remaining messengers. So is his iman, such a person who believes this, is his iman correct? Sahih? The teacher says, لَا يَصِحُّ إِيمَانُ أَحَدٍ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِجَمِيعِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Yani the iman of no one is correct. إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ, if he doesn't believe in all of the messengers. وَلَقَدْ اخْتَارَ اللَّهُ رِجَالًا وَأَرْسَلَهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ لِيَكُونُوا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. And indeed, Allah has chosen men, and He has sent them to the people, yani to the various nations, to their people. لِيَكُونُوا, so that they would be, He sent them for the purpose, yani li here is what? لام التعليل. For the purpose of, that they would be مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. They would, those who would give the glad tidings for those who believe and do good deeds. And they would be warners for those who disbelieve and disobey Allah. وَأَيَّبَهُمْ, yani these messengers that He sent, وَأَيَّبَهُمْ بِالْمُعْجِزَاتِ, He has strengthened them with mu'jizat, miracles. الدَّالَةِ, yani miracles which point عَلَى صِدْقِهِمْ, to their truthfulness. Yani that will make the people see that these yani sent messengers, that they are truthful in what they are calling the people to. So He gave them mu'ajizat, ad-dalati ala sidqihim, faballagu risalata rabbihim. So they delivered, they conveyed the message of their Rabb. وَبَيَّنُوا لِلنَّاسِ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَمَا نَهَى عَنْهُ. And they also made clear to the people what Allah has commanded with and what He has prohibited from. Yani they delivered the message and they also made the message clear. They didn't just deliver it, but they delivered it clearly, making clear what Allah has commanded and what He has prohibited. وَعَلَيْنَا. And then, yani after this mention of the messengers, what is upon us? وَعَلَيْنَا أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا وَلَا نُفَرِّقَ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. يعني علينا أن نؤمن بهم جميعا. It is incumbent upon us to believe in all of them. وَأَن لَا نُفَرِّقَ. And that we do not distinguish بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Make, يعني separation, you can say in أُفَرِّق, يعني meaning that we don't believe in one and disbelieve in another. But rather, they are not all the same, of course. يعني there's Ulul Azm, and then there's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, meaning we don't believe in some and disbelieve in others. وَلَقَدْ قَرَّمَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ وَحَفِظَهَا مِنْ وَلَقَدْ قَرَّمَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ وَحَفِظَهَا مِنَ الْوُقُوعِ فِي الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. This is an important point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the messengers in what way? That He has protected them. يعني حفظها here, يعني is in reference to the rusul. Even though يعني it's more common to use hum, but here it's permissible. يعني just like it's sometimes permissible to use the hum, the يعني عقل pronoun, plural pronoun for غير عقل, it's also permissible to use the يعني feminine singular غير عقل pronoun for plural يعني عقل. يعني so it's permissible here, and this is the meaning. يعني the رسول, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قرم الله الرسول وحفظها, and He protected and preserved them from الوقوع, from falling into المحرمات. It's common, but it's not most common though. But it is used. Yani it came, for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah 250, third ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Tilka ar-rusul faddalna ba'duhum ala ba'd wa minhum kallama Allah," and so on to the end of the ayah. The point is that sometimes it is used like that, "Tilka ar-rusul," and it's permissible, although what is more common in Arabic language is to use the third person masculine plural, hum, but it's permissible. Now, and Allah, He has honored them by what? By protecting them and preserving them from falling into the muharramat. And here I just want to say that there's a dispute amongst the scholars of Sunnah as to whether or not the prophets are ma'asum from any sin. Yani, do they commit any sin? And the correct view, Wallahu A'lam, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says that the messengers and the prophets are ma'asum from major sins. As far as minor sins, it's possible. It's possible. And Allah knows best. But in any case, there's a difference of opinion about this matter. Are the prophets and messengers ma'asum from committing any sin whatsoever, or are they ma'asum from major sins? As far as the asma of the prophets, that's general, is that they are protected from making any mistake in the delivery of their message. They don't deliver the message, yani, with mistakes in it. But as far as human beings, it's possible, yani, that they could commit minor sins, but not major sins. Wallahu a'lam. Anyway, that's an issue that if we want to research it, inshallah, we can research it. لَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ أَسْمَاءَ بَعْدِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ فَمِنْهُمْ نُوحٌ وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ ثُمَّ خاتم المرسلين رسولنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني الله, indeed Allah has mentioned, Allah the Most High has mentioned in the Quran, أسماء بعض المرسلين, the names of some of the messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام. From منهم, some of those that have been mentioned is نوح, Noah, and Ibrahim, and موسى, and عيسى ابن مريم عليهم الصلاة والسلام. ثم خاتم المرسلين, خاتم المرسلين, that is the seal of the messengers our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? Nuh wa Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa. Naam. Wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. Naam. Seal of the prophets. No.
Was he born with the seal, or it was when Jibreel came and revealed the message?
Was he born with the seal? Seal of prophethood. Allahu Alam. I don't recall reading that.
Yeah.
That issue. I don't recall reading it, but it seems as though he would have been born with it. Allahu Alam. Any? Did you read somewhere other than that, or you're just asking because you just thought about it? You didn't read it somewhere?
Oh,
okay. Now, anyway, it seems as though he was born with it, but I yeah.
When he was with his uncle, he was the monk named Bahira that said he had the seal.
The monk Bahira. Now, that's right. Yeah. So, and you go back and check those references, and confirm for yourself, inshallah, what any of the brothers have shared. Okay, so then he says, Mansur says, Mada. Let me look at this time here. Yeah, we might be able to finish. Mansur says, Mada ya'ani al-imanu bil-yawm al-akhiri. Yani, this is the next pillar of iman after al-iman billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubi wa rusulihi. Yani, the fifth pillar of iman, in this order it came. Yani, here, in this particular narration, al-iman bil-yawm al-akhiri. Walaykum salam. Have an iman in the last day. Al-mudarris says, al-yawmu al-akhiru, the last day, huwa yawm al-qiyamati. Fa'alayna an nu'mina bihi wa nasta'idda lahu. Huwa al-yawmu al-ladhi yab'athu Allahu an-nasa fihi. Fayakumuna lil-ba'athi بعد الموت وفيه الحساب والميزان فكل حسب عمله فأما الصالحون فإلى الجنة وأما أعداء الله ففي النار قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أنت لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. الآية السابعة من سورة الشورى, 7th ayah from سورة الشورى, 42nd surah. Okay, the sheikh, the teacher, he says, يعني اليوم الآخر, the last day, it is the day of قيامة, day of standing, resurrection. So it is incumbent upon us to believe in it and نستعد له, and to prepare for it. Not just to believe in it, but to prepare for it. When the man asked the Prophet ﷺ, when is the Yawm al-Qiyamah, he said, ماذا أعددت لها? Forget about when it is. What have you prepared for it? ماذا أعددت لها? And that's a tremendous hadith. Allah musta'an. We need to go back and look at that. Maybe in this class we can look at that hadith a little bit, some of the benefits that Al-Hafidh mentions in Fath al-Bari, tremendous, tremendous amount of benefits he mentions it. And نُؤْمِنَ بِهِ وَنَسْتَعِدَّ لَهُ. It is incumbent upon us to believe in it and to prepare for it. وَهُوَ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ فِيهِ. It is the day when Allah will raise up, resurrect the people in that day, so they will rise up. They will stand up for the ba'ath, yani, for the resurrection after death. People will be raised to life. وَفِي الْحِسَابُ وَالْمِزَانِ. And in that day there is the hisab, the accounting, and the mizan, the scales, yani, for weighing of the deeds, and the people themselves will be weighed. فَكُلٌ حَسَبَ عَمَلِهِ. So every one of the people, yani, he will be judged. He will be, yani, in accordance with his deeds. Yani, the judgment, the hisab, will be in accordance, every person, with their deeds. فَمَّ الصَّالِحُونَ. So as far as the people of, yani, righteousness, فَإِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. They will go to the Jannah. And as far as the enemies of Allah, then they will be in the hellfire Allah the Most High says, the meaning of which is, and likewise, we have revealed to you an Arabic Quran so that you may warn the mother of the cities, Umul Qura, that is Mecca, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, and all of what is around her, means the rest of the world, because Mecca is in the center of the earth, وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْ, and to warn the people of the day of gathering, the day of assembling, where all people will be gathered from the whole of humanity, from the first to the last, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there is no doubt about this day, a party, فَرِيقًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, will end up in the paradise, and a party will end up in the Sa'ir, that is the hellfire. 42nd Surah, 7th Ayah. Abdullah says, جَاءَ فِي حَدِيثِ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاتِ. Okay, now we finish with يَوْمُ الْآخِرِ, and the last pillar of Iman that's mentioned in this hadith, Abdullah asks, جَاءَ فِي حَدِيثِ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ ذِكْرُ الْقَدَرِ فَهَلْ تُوَدِّحُ لَنَا مَعْنَى الْإِيمَانِ بِالْقَدَرِ. Yani it came in the hadith of Jibreel, may the salat and salam be upon him, the mention of Qadr. So can you make clear to us the meaning of Iman in Qadr, having faith in Qadr, the pre-decree? The teacher says, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ بِالْقَدْرِ هُوَ الرُّكْنُ السَّادِسُ مِنْ أَرْكَانُ الْإِيمَانِ. Yani, Iman, having faith in Qadr, the pre-decree, the divine pre-decree, it is the sixth pillar from the pillars of Iman. وَلَا يَجُوزُ لِأَحَدٍ أَنْ يُنْكِرَ الْقَدْرَ. And it is not permissible for anybody, whoever they may be, to deny the divine pre-decree. إِذْ لَا يَصِحُّ إِيمَانُ أَحَدٍ يُنْكِرُ الْقَدْرَ. Since the Iman, يعني of anyone, or no one's Iman will be correct. لَا يَصِحُّ إِيمَانُ أَحَدٍ, yani no one's iman will be correct if they deny the qadr, the divine pre-decree. Wa ma'na al-qadr, and the meaning of al-qadri, it is qada'ullahi wa hukmuhu wa amruhu wa taqdiruhu wa tadbiruhu li ahwal al-qawm. Yani there are other definitions that scholars have given, but in any case, what is intended here is to cover some of the aspects of al-qadr. What are some of the aspects of al-qadr? Yani ma'na al-qadr, qada'ullah. Yani the execution of Allah, executing that which He pre-decreed. Yani the qadr wa qada', the qadr is yani Allah decreeing something before it happened, and the qada' is His execution of it, causing it to take place, to occur at the time that He decreed it to be. So it includes the meaning of qadr here, it includes the qada. Yani if you say qadr, you mean qadr and qada. If you say qada, you mean qadr. But when they're mentioned together, each has a separate meaning. Like Iman and Islam, when they're mentioned together, each has a separate meaning. So here we're talking about the qada, Allah's execution of what He pre-decreed. Wa hukmuhu, His ruling or His decision concerning what is going to be. Wa amruhu, His command for it to happen or to take place. وَتَقْدِيرُهُ, يعني His predetermining, pre-measuring what's going to happen, people's lifespan, sustenance, whatever. يعني وَتَدْبِيرُهُ, يعني His management or control over the ahwal of the kaun, over everything, يعني every condition, situation or circumstance in the universe. These are some of the meanings that are included and what we mean by al-iman bil-qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has pre-decreed, decided, yani commanded, and execute what He commands, what He controls every affair, yani before, during, and after its occurrence. فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِأَنَّ مَا قَدَّرَهُ اللَّهُ لَبُدَّ مِنْ وُقُوعِهِ بِإِرَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ وَتَصْرِيفِهِ. Yani what is obligatory upon us is that we must believe بِأَنَّمَا قَدَّرَهُ اللَّهُ, whatever Allah has pre-decreed, He already decided, He made a decision about it, didn't happen yet, but He decided it, لَا بُدَّ مِنْ وُقُوِهِ, it must occur, it has to happen, whether it's from that which Allah loves or He doesn't love, it has to happen when Allah pre-decreed something. لَابُدَّ مِنْ وُقُوِهِ بِإِرَادَتِهِ, by His will, وَحِكْمَتِهِ, and His wisdom. By His will, it means His irada qawniyah, not his irada shara'iyya. Because his irada is two types. Irada shara'iyya, that which Allah loves and is pleased with. Irada qawniyya, that which Allah declares it must happen, whether he loves it or not. Whether he loves it or not. Yani, that some people disbelieve, Allah decreed that that's going to happen. He doesn't love that. He's not pleased with that. But it must happen. That's irada qawniyya. As far as irada shara'iyya, it's that which Allah loves and is pleased with, and it may or may not happen. But here we're talking about what? Yani, that all of these things must happen. Bi iradatihi, everything that Allah decrees must happen, whether he loves it or not. But it must occur, that's from the perspective of al-irada al-qawniyya. It must happen, whether Allah loves it or is pleased with it or not. That's what he has decreed. And that is according to his irada al-qawniyya, not his irada shara'iyya. Wa hikmatihi, anything, everything must occur based on Allah's wisdom, that there's a purpose and objective for these things to happen, even though the people may see them as being evil or unpleasant or whatever. But it's based upon wisdom, yani, that Allah intends it to bring about something that ultimately in the end would lead to good. Wa tasrifihi, yani, he is the one who causes it to happen. Yani, it must happen, but bi tasrifihi, yani, that Allah will cause it to happen. Ma sha Allah kana, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. Whatever Allah willed, yani, his irada kawniya, yani, ma sha Allah kana, it has to happen, it happens, it will happen, it did happen. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَىٰ, and whatever he didn't will in his irada qawniyya, لَمْ يَكُنْ, it will not happen. Even if he loves it, it won't happen. If Allah didn't will it in his irada qawniyya. وَلَا يَجُوزُ لِأَحَدٍ الْإِعْتِرَادِ عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ اللَّهِ بَلْ عَلَىٰ النَّاسِ التَّسْلِيمُ وَالرِّضَى بَعْدَ الْقَضَاءِ. Yani, it is not permissible for anyone to object, to oppose, yani, the qada of Allah, what he executed, occur, what he caused to happen, no matter what it is. Nobody can object to it. Once it happened, then it became clear that's Allah's decree. And nobody can object to that. Rather, بَلْ عَلَى النَّاسِ التَّسْلِيمُ وَالرِّضَى. What is upon the people is that they surrender, that they submit, and that they be pleased by the qada'i, with what Allah has decreed after it's executed. And again, we say that what is more precise here, what is more precise is to say that what is obligatory by the qada is a sabr. A sabr is obligatory. As far as a rida wa shukra, it's not obligatory, it's mustahab. This is what is really more precise. If we want to be precise, then there's a difference between being patient with what Allah has decreed and being pleased with it. Being patient is obligatory. Being pleased with it is mustahab. Whoever can do it, that is better. Okay, so clarification here. Yani, the meaning here is general, but more specifically we should say, yani, what is obligatory ala nas is taslim wa sabr. Yani, to submit and to surrender. As far as arriba, it's mustahab. Yani, ba'd al-qada. After Allah's decree has been manifested by being executed, then it is obligatory to submit and to surrender and to be patient with it. ثُمَّ إِنَّ النَّاسَ مَأْمُرُونَ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَمَنْحِيُّونَ عَنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ فَسَيُحَاسِبُهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى أَعْمَالِهِمْ فَالثَّوَابُ لِلْمُطِيعِ وَالْعِقَابُ لِلْعَاصِي. And here this is a very important point related to the qadr wal-qadha. Yani, after the mention of what has been said, indeed, the people, they have been commanded with obedience, and they are manhiyuna, prohibited from ma'asiyah. This is because what? Some people say, well, Allah decreed it. Yani, they commit a crime, and they say, Allah, that's Allah's decree. But here we are saying what? No, the people, they are ma'amurun. They have been commanded with ta'ah, not with disobedience. They have been commanded to obey Allah's laws. And they manhiyuna, they have been prohibited from ma'asiyah. So don't commit sin and then say it's Allah's decree. Qadr Allah. No. You have been commanded to obey and not to disobey. And then he said what? وَسَيُحَاسِبُهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. So you have been commanded and you have been prohibited, and you will be called to account for your deeds. Yani, for your actions. You will never be able to use the excuse, it is the qadr of Allah. So the thawab, the reward, is for al-muti', the one who is obedient. Wal-iqab, the punishment, is for the asi, the one who is disobedient. And then Bashirun says, and this is the last point, the next page, on page 34, on the top of the page, you have it? Yeah, Bashir says, نُرِيدُ تَوْضِيحًا لِمَنْزِلَةِ الْإِحْسَانِ. Now, this is not from the pillars of Iman, but this is like from the Hadith. Now,
I don't get the beginning of the last line.
The beginning of the last sentence?
No, last line.
The last line? Manhiyuna. Yani manhi. Manhi. The plural, the singular is manhi. And the plural is manhiyuna. Ma'amur is the singular. Ma'amuruna is the plural. Manhiyuna. An al-ma'asiyah. Just that word?
Yes.
Okay. 34, page 34. Yani Bashir says, Nuridu tawdihan. We want clarification of the manzilat al-ihsan. What is the station or status of ihsan? Binan ala ma ja'a fil hadith. Based upon what came in the hadith. And in the hadith it came, ma huwa al-islam, ma huwa al-iman, ma huwa al-ihsan. So this ihsan came, yani what is the station or status of al-ihsan based upon what has been mentioned in this hadith? The teacher says, kama alimtum min al-hadithi anna nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fassara al-ihsan biqawlihi an ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tarahu fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yaraka. Yani, as you all know from the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ has explained ihsan. He has explained what is ihsan by his saying, it is that you worship Allah as though you are seeing Him. That's the highest level. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُمْ تَرَهُ. But if you do not see Him, meaning you can't reach that level of spirituality, of consciousness of Allah, فَإِنَّهُ يُرَاق. Then know that He sees you. Yani worship Him, knowing that He sees you. That's the next level. Yani you all know this from the hadith. The Prophet explained it like this. نَفْحَمُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعِبَارَةِ. So now we also understand from this expression that came in this hadith, where the Prophet explained what is ihsan. نَفْحَمُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعِبَارَةِ فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنَّ الَّذِي يَكُومُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى عَابِدًا عَلَيْهِ أَن يَعْبُدَهُ كَمَا لَوْ أَنَّهُ فِي حَالِ الْمُعَايِنَةِ وَالْمُشَاهِدَةِ لِمَعْبُودِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. I'm going to stop here, right, and say, so we also understand. If we understand that the explanation of ihsan is as the Prophet explained it in this hadith, in this expression, then we also understand, min hadhihi al-ibara, from this expression, this wording of the Prophet, in this hadith, that the one who, يَقُومُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى عَابِدًا, who stands up to worship Allah as a worshipper, stands up to worship Allah as a worshipper, عَلَيْهِ, then whatever worship you are doing, it is incumbent upon him, and يَعْبُدَهُ, that he worship Allah, كَمَا لَوْ أَنَّهُ فِي حَالَةِ الْمُعَيِّنَةِ. Yani, it is incumbent upon him, when anyone yani, makes intent to do any act of worship, to stand before Allah doing any act of worship, it is incumbent upon that person to worship Allah, كَمَا لَوْ أَنَّهُ فِي حَالَةِ الْمُعَيِّنَةِ. Yani, just as if he were in the condition of one who is yani seeing Allah with his eyes. Al-mu'ayyana. Yani as though you are one who is seeing Allah with your own eyes. Even though you don't see Him. But that will be your hal. That's your condition. Wa-mushahadati. And that you are witnessing. Yani you are present in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lima'budihi. Yani that you are in His presence. The one who, yani, you are worshipping subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَكُونُ إِبَادَتُهُ هِنَا إِذٍ قَائِمَةً عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الْمَتْلُوبِ بِإِتْقَانٍ. In this way, فَتَكُونُ عِبَادَتُهُ, his worship, the person who does this, who worships Allah in a condition as though he is seeing Allah with his own eyes, that he is present, مُشَاهَدَة, present in the presence of the one he is worshipping, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his worship at that point, حِنَا إِذٍ, at that time, will be قائمة على وجه المطلوب, It will be based upon what is required. It will be done in the way al-waj al-matlub, what is required. Bi-itqanin, with perfection. With perfection. فَلَا يَتَسَاهَلُ فِي أَدَائِهِ. In that case, he will not يَتَسَاهَلُ. He will not be lax in his أَدَائِهَا, in his يعني performance of that worship, in his أَدَائِ الْعِبَادَةِ. لَا يَتَسَاهَلُ. He will not take the matter easy. He will not go to prayer and just stand in prayer, bowing and prostrating like it's not an important matter. If he is thinking, feeling like he is seeing Allah with his own eyes, he's in the presence of Allah, we will not be praying the way we pray sometimes. Wallahi, we will not be praying the way we pray sometimes. If a person is worshipping Allah as though they are seeing Allah, as though they are in the presence of Allah, he will not be yani worshipping Allah the way we may be worshipping Him sometimes. And we seek refuge in Allah from that. فَلَا يَتَسَاهَلُ فِي أَدَائِهَا. He will not take the matter easy in his performance of that worship. فَالْعَابِدُ الْمُحْسِنُ في هذه الحال بلغ منزلة عالية وهي درجة الإحسان. So the worshipper who does well in his worship, يعني العابد المحسن, يعني the عابد who worships Allah with إحسان, huh? Who worships Allah with إحسان, as though he's seeing Allah, that he's in the presence of Allah, then this one, in this condition, بلغ منزلة عالية, this person has reached a very high station. وَهِيَ دَرَجَةُ الْإِحْسَانِ. And that is the level of Ihsan. Above Islam and Iman, he has reached the level of Ihsan. وَلَا تَنْسَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. And do not forget that Allah is the all-knower of the unseen things. يَرَانَا فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ سِرًّا وَأَلَانِيَةً بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. He sees us in every condition, in every situation or circumstance, secretly or openly, in the night and in the day. Remember that Allah is Allamul Ghuyub. ثم إن الإحسان في العبادة هو أعلى المراتب المؤدية إلى أحسن النتائج بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى. And then also know that al-ihsan in worship, it is the highest level, a'la al-maratib, al-mu'addiyati ila ahsan al-nataj, yani al-nataj. It is the highest level that will lead to the best result, yani of the worship. The person who worships Allah with ihsan, this will lead to the ahsan al-nataj, the best result. Bi-idhnillahi, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Allah ta'ala, showing yani what will be the result of the person who worships Allah with ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 125th ayah from Surah An-Nisa 4:125, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِنْ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. The word is misprinted here, لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا, yani who will be in a better condition, a higher condition, a better state in deen than the one who has surrendered his face, yani submitted his whole self to Allah, wa huwa muhsin, while he is worshipping Allah with ihsan. Wattaba'a millata Ibrahim hanifan, and he has followed the millah, the deen of Ibrahim, hanif, the one who is upright, yani inclined towards tawheed and away from kufr and shirk. And this is from Surah An-Nisa 125. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And Allah the Most High also said in Surah An-Nahl, which is 16, is Nahl? 16? 16th Surah, 128th Ayat. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. That indeed, yani from the ahsan nataij of the person who worship Allah with ihsan, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. That Allah is with those who observe taqwa and those who are muhsinun, yani in their worship of Allah and their treatment of the creatures of Allah. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah make us of those who observe taqwa in every situation or circumstance, and those who يعني practice ihsan in our worship of Allah and in our dealings with the people. We're going to stop here. Inshallah, in the next class, we'll read the al-lugha, yani the words that came on page 34 and 35. And then the tadrib on page 35 and the exercises on page 36. Al-munaqisha, yani five questions. Okay, so in the next class, inshallah, we're going to return to page 34 and read these the meanings of these words, al-lugha, and page and what it and continues. It continues on page 35, and then we're going to do the tadrib on page 35 and 36. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, read the lesson as a group. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanakallah, Alhamdulillah, Shukran.